So how would you say it if you were calling pigs?
Well, I'd say who pig, I guess. Because the silly portion to me means to get away.
So that means to go.
And I guess I must be remembering back when I've seen older people go into an area to feed the hogs, and you know, hogs would be extremely hungry, and they'd be all over the person while he was trying to pour the feed out into the troughs, and he would tell them to suey, you know, this means to get away.
Yes, sir. Well, what about calls to sheep? Have you ever heard anybody call sheep?
None at all.
And what about chickens with feeding time?
Yeah, I've heard a number of terms, I guess, on that. And some of them would be real hard to describe because each individual, you know, has their own method of calls.
Well, how would you call them?
Here again, I'd use a conditioned response and go in to feed them at a certain time and maybe rapping on a bucket or shaking a bucket of feed that had grain in it or whatever you were going to feed, and this would probably eventually evoke a conditioned response to come and feed.
So what, have you heard calls then?
Chick or something like this maybe.
So how would you say that?
Gosh, I don't know. I haven't had the experience in calling.
Well, when you hear somebody use that, do they change their voice in any way?
Yeah, quite a bit. And mine's not pitched to the extent that I can change it.
Well, how would they change it? Just describe.
Well, they'd go from, say, a low sound into maybe a high-pitched type of call.
You said, would the whole call be high-pitched, or would it go from low to high?
Well, it would vary. Sort of like a real accomplished vocalist, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
And if you had some horses and you wanted to get them ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to, what,
move?
Well, to, you know, you have to put some stuff on them. All that, you know, you have to put a lot of different...
Oh, a halter?
So you say you have to what them up?
Halter up the horses.
Would you ever use another word that starts with an H on it? Huh.
Harness, maybe.
Could you do that too?
Well, I normally think of harness as putting on the work uniform for the mules. And not normally associated with horses, where they're used primarily for pleasure type work and riding.
Well, so would there be a difference in driving them and or riding them and plowing, getting ready to plow?
I would think you'd halter if you were preparing to ride, and you would harness if you were preparing to work.
And if you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide up the mules with?
The handles or the plow stock.
Well, the leather things you hold in your hand.
The lead lines.
All right. And what about if you were riding a horse? What would you guide him with?
I know there should be a term for it, but I can't recall it. It's two leather straps, so to speak, that come back from the bits. And there's a term for it, but it escapes me right now.
Well, would you call it something like that the lines too, or would you have a different name for it? Like the reins?
Yeah, the reins. I'm familiar with that. I just couldn't recall it right now.
So you call them the what?
The reins.
And what do you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
Stirrup.